Lesson 95, Alma 38, Introduction. Shiblon served with his father Alma as a missionary among the Zoramites. After this mission, Alma expressed joy in the steadiness and faithfulness Shiblon had demonstrated while suffering persecution. Alma also testified to Shiblon of the Savior's power of deliverance and offered counsel regarding Shiblon's continuing efforts to teach the gospel. Suggestions for teaching. Alma 38:1-3. Alma expresses joy in Shiblon's faithfulness. If you invited students to do the take-home application activity at the end of the previous lesson, remind them of the two questions you invited them to ask their parents or another trusted adult. How has obedience to the commandments of God helped you? What advice do you have for me that could help me be wiser in my youth? Note: follow up after giving assignments. When you follow up with students on previous invitations to apply gospel principles, you give them opportunities to testify of the blessings that come from living the gospel. When students share what they have experienced as they have applied gospel truths, they strengthen their testimonies and help strengthen the testimonies of others. Ask students to report on their experience with the activity. After students have shared, ask, "How did this experience influence your desire to keep the Lord's commandments?" Explain that Alma 38 records counsel that Alma gave his son Shiblon. Invite a student to read Alma 38:1-3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for phrases that describe how Alma felt about Shiblon and why. Invite students to report what they find. What can we learn from Alma 38:2-3 about the effect that righteous children can have on their parents? Students may vary in their responses. Ensure that they identify the truth that, as youth are steady and faithful in keeping the commandments, they can bring great joy to their parents. When have your parents felt joy because of a good decision you have made or because of your efforts to live the gospel? How do your efforts to keep the commandments influence your relationship with your parents? You may want to share an example of how your family has been influenced by the righteous choices of children in the family. Alma 38:4-9. Alma testifies of the Savior's power to deliver. Explain that Alma reminded Shiblon that they had both experienced the Savior's power of deliverance. Prepare the following chart as a handout or display it on the board and ask students to copy it in notebooks or scripture study journals. Please refer to the diagram on the bottom of page 328 in Lesson 95. Complete the chart as a class or assign students to complete it in pairs. Have students refer to the scripture passages listed on the chart as they answer the questions. Encourage them to incorporate what they already know about the Lord delivering Shiblon and Alma. After students complete the chart, ask the following questions to help them discuss the principles they have learned. What can we learn from Shiblon's experience? Students may identify different principles. Make sure they identify the following truth. If we bear all things with patience and trust in God, He will deliver us from trials, troubles, and afflictions, and lift us up at the last day. What can we learn from Alma's experience? Though students may answer differently, make sure they express that to receive a remission of our sins and find peace to our souls, we must exercise faith in Jesus Christ and seek His mercy. Invite a student to read Alma 38:9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Alma wanted his son to learn about the Savior. Why is it important for us to know that Jesus Christ is the only way or means whereby we can be saved? In what ways have you experienced deliverance through the Savior's power? You may want to give students time to ponder this question before asking for their responses. What did you do to seek that deliverance? Provide some time for students to ponder how they might seek the Lord's help with a personal challenge. Alma 38:10-15. Alma counsels Shiblon to continue teaching the gospel and developing righteous attributes. Explain that Alma encouraged Shiblon to develop qualities that would help him as he continued to teach the gospel and serve others. Alma's counsel to Shiblon can apply to anyone who wants to serve, teach, or influence others for good. Invite students to read Alma 38:10-15 silently, looking for counsel that would be especially helpful to them. You may want to suggest that students mark what they find. Give students a copy of the study guide at the end of this lesson. Explain that as they use the guide, they will see how our efforts to develop righteous attributes prepare us to teach and serve others. Invite them to choose one part of Alma's counsel in the left column of the guide and to complete the corresponding learning activity in the right column. If you cannot make copies of the study guide, adapt the activity by leading a class discussion and using the information in the study guide as a resource. Note: adapt learning activities. The teaching methods presented in this manual are suggestions. Use wisdom to adapt them according to your circumstances and according to the needs of individual students and the class as a whole. Preferably seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost. When students have had enough time to complete one of the learning activities in the study guide, consider asking several of them to share what they have learned from this activity and how they plan to apply it. If you have given students copies of the study guide, encourage them to take it home and learn more about Alma's counsel to Shiblon. Study Guide for Alma 38:10-12. Examine different parts of Alma's counsel listed below and choose one that you would like to improve in. Complete the corresponding learning activity to help apply this counsel in your life. Please refer to the learning activity chart on page 330 of Lesson 95.